BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast on Bumbaleo Wednesday. Some confusion around yesterday's innuendo bingo is cleared up. Our listener Jess sends us an email about the worst thing that could ever happen to you in the gym. Alice Levine on Real or No Real, including some news on something new Drake's trying on his world tour. Plus, Chris is sliding into the DMs of the SAS.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Chris, last night seemed to escalate.
Well, it was eventful, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I met Chris just before he went to the pub to go and watch the football last night.
Mm.
And you turned up with a very nice gentleman called Majestic.
Yes. Well, it's one of those situations where we were having a meeting as such, and it slightly overran, which conflicted with my plans I had with Mr. Majestic.
Yeah.
Majestic is, I reckon quite a lot of people know him because he's been on various songs.
Yeah.
You know, like Creeping in the Dark,
yeah,
that Ready One was playing quite a bit.
I do like him a lot. He's got some great stories, and we were just reminiscing about the Kavos and Xanti days.
Oh, he's one of the kings of Kavos, I'd say.
Yeah. Here he is. This is him. Hang on, I've got a clip here, I think. No, keep talking. Oh,
Creeping in the Dark.
Not the first person you think that I'd be going out for a drink with, and that's why those evenings that are not planned are my favourite ones. You know?
Good banger this, actually. I might have to put this forward one day. Anyway, saw Majestic, and as you said, things escalated a tiny bit. He then came with me to another pub to watch the football with a couple of my mates, Sir Dosser and Chango the Beast.
Yeah.
Which was, again, it's weird when worlds collide, isn't it?
I bet Sir Dosser, who does make music, let's not forget, I bet Sir Dosser was loving Majestic,
Madness, right?
So he got an actual record producer.
They really hit it off. And then when I went to leave, I left about, like, 11-ish. Turns out, they then went off together to some studio and re-recorded Bish Bash Bosh.
The Sir Dosser classic we used to play?
Yeah, yeah.
No way.
I think they're going to try and turn it into like a proper single. Like, really go for it.
What, so you left and they went to the studio all night?
Together.
To re-record Bish Bash Bosh with Majestic on it?
Mate, worlds have collided.
This is like probably the biggest and best day of your mate Sir Dosser's life.
Huge.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Still trying to get my head around the fact that your mate Sir Dosser went in to do a new version with a proper producer last night,
yeah.
Majestic.
Yeah.
George has been on saying, please can you play a bit of Bish Bash Bosh to remind us by Chris's mate? It's a classic from 24 years at the Tap End. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we used to do them stories and that.
Yes, of course I remember. Yeah. It was Ledge.
She says, it takes me back to my student days. I'm now 26.
The thing is, when you hear the original Bish Bash Bosh now that, because I've heard what Sir Dosser and Majestic worked on last night.
Oh, you've heard it?
Anything, oh, yeah, I'll try and burn it off for whatever I need to do to be able to play it here. But
burn it off.
Well, whatever. So listen, the original Bish Bash Bosh though is a bit like when you hear an old song.
Yeah.
But you've then heard a remix of it.
Yeah.
So it sounds a bit slow and old.
Bish Bash Bosh, having a laugh in Prague, watching some banter with your beer, not banter.
This is the original, not what they did in the studio all night last night.
Bish Bash Bosh, having a laugh in Prague, watching some banter with your beer, not banter.
Oh, it's still good though, isn't it?
It hasn't really aged, actually. I can't wait to hear the new version, though.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One. Hey, Chris, we've got a celebrity couple on Innuendo Bingo tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
We've got Chloe Madeley and former England rugby player James Haskell.
Oh, he's hench.
He is hench. And they're on. Are they in life?
Physically fit.
Okay.
Physically fit.
1:45 tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's not normally like me to get something wrong when talking about sport. Tasha, you're doing it wrong. A former England rugby player. He's injured. Okay.
There you go. That's all right.
Is that fine?
Fine.
I feel a bit out of my depth. I don't really know what I'm talking about. I don't want to offend anyone, especially not James, because he would...
Oh, my word. We need to be careful tomorrow.
We really need to be careful. So, okay, not former then. Does that make it better? I think so.
They would both absolutely... you wouldn't stand a chance.
Not a chance. And Chloe's always in the gym too, isn't she?
Yeah.
What a power couple they are. 1:45 tomorrow morning. Afternoon on Innuendo Bingo. Yesterday on Bingo, we were joined by Lord of the Dance, Danny Howard. It was an extra specially wet one. And the boy from Blackpool did have quite a lot of spray on him, didn't he? Great clips as well yesterday. Thanks so much for these. And finally, let's go over to BBC Local Radio. And this time, BBC Radio Leicestershire. And it's the mid-morning show with Jonathan Lampod. And here, Jonathan is chatting to an etiquette expert. Danny, you're all over the Snapchat, aren't you?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever taken a selfie with one of these?
I hope I'm never living in a society or future generations are living in a society where it's okay to take a selfie with a stiffy.
Call 0116 251 1049.
Brilliant. I think he meant selfie stick. Good one yesterday. And you can see Chris and Danny getting absolutely soaked. Relive the entire thing right now on the Radio 1 YouTube channel.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello. Is that Scott?
It is. Hello.
Hello, it's William Hanson, etiquette coach.
Hello.
Hello. I'd just like to clear something up. You've been playing a clip which features me, actually, in it on Innuendo Bingo.
Are you real? I'm not sure you sound real.
Don't be rude.
Sorry.
No, I'm real. Prick me and I bleed.
Okay. And you're an etiquette expert?
Yes, that's correct.
I feel like I've gone up a class just talking to you.
Well, good. Well, that can only be a good thing.
Hmm. What do you think you could teach us or our show?
Oh, well, where to begin? Well, you're so lovely and friendly.
Okay.
So perhaps we could start with introductions and introducing yourself. How would you greet someone if you met them in a nightclub?
All right, sexy.
No, I wouldn't. It would be, I'd be like, hello. Oh, I don't know whether I introduced myself in a nightclub.
Hello.
Hello.
Right, okay. Well, I certainly wouldn't go with all right, sexy, Chris, as you were suggesting. I think hello is fine.
Have you got books on your head right now?
I always have books on my head.
What does that mean? It's a posture thing, Scott. It's how you learn when you go to finishing school.
I've never heard of that.
Put books on your head, and then if they fall off, you've got bad posture. Am I right?
That is right, yes. And when you're really well-skilled, you can try it with an iPad or a laptop.
Mm. Okay, I'm learning a lot from this call. Okay, so all right is not a good intro, right?
Preferably not. I mean, traditionally we don't ask about somebody's health here in Britain because we don't really care if we've never met them before.
Right.
So, all right, or how are you? Fine for a friend, but for a complete stranger it's a bit much.
What would you suggest?
Well, away from nightclubs, a good morning, good afternoon, how do you do is always good.
How do you do? Or, I'm going to start saying how do you do.
Start the show with it, Scott.
Do you know who does that? Louis Theroux.
He does, and it's you know, it sets you up for, you don't know if they're a more casual or formal person, so go in a little bit more formal, and then you can become more relaxed as you go on.
That's great. What was the reason for the call? Something you wanted to clear up?
Yes, you've been playing a clip which actually features me on Innuendo Bingo,
yeah.
And I think you've misinterpreted the general thrust of it.
Okay, do tell.
I say something like, I don't ever wish to live in a society where we take a selfie with a stiffy.
Oh, you're the stiffy bloke.
We just played it out. Right, OK.
I wasn't actually talking about selfie sticks, as you were suggesting. Mm. I was, in fact, talking about taking a selfie with a corpse.
OK, good. Oh. This is turned.
OK.
Well, so, just wanted to make sure you knew.
Well, OK, thank you very much for clarifying.
That's a pleasure. Have a very lovely day.
Okay, I'm going now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Was he not on the old DMs last night, was it, Chris?
Oh, that was the other thing, yeah.
What happened?
Okay, yeah. So, had a bit of a night out last night. On the way back home, thought I'd, I don't know why, you know where you get carried, where you get sort of worked up on something, and I decided to slide into someone's DMs.
Oh, who was it?
It was the main dude from SAS Who Dares Wins.
Out of everyone it could have been. Why? Why was he on your mind?
I went on several Watford FC forums as well, getting all ranty, and then I slid into this guy's DMs saying, mate, you're such a legend.
Right.
Any reply? I love the show. No reply.
No reply.
So it's just embarrassing.
Okay.
And you know the main one? The one with the big beard?
Yeah, I do.
Do you know the main guy from SAS? I love that show.
I just wish I knew how your mind works. Like, why was he on your mind out of everyone it could have been?
Sliding into his DMs there.
Mate.
Embarrassing.
And no reply.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Are we ready? I don't feel like I'm quite ready.
No? What do you want to do?
Hello.
Derobe?
No, I'm fine, thanks. Where did that come from?
I don't know. That's weird.
Okay. It's halfway through the week.
Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
US rapper Macklemore and his mum will crash your wedding for $5,000.
How much for just the mum?
forgot about that.
Are you real? I'm not sure you sound real.
Don't be rude.
Sorry.
No, I'm real. Prick me and I bleed.
Okay.
The original.
Hey! No!
What even is that?
That's the guy scaring off a bear, isn't it?
Oh, and it worked, right?
Yeah, it did.
It's in the road. It's got like grates on it.
Like a ramp or a manhole?
Manhole. That sounds scary, actually.
Sorry,
it's that,
yeah.
Then.
Right.
Cameron there.
This is a big old gap.
Blackpool.
Blackpool, baby.
Blackpool.
Blackpool.
This girl has never been
Strictly.
To Blackpool.
Yes.
Blackpool.
Blackpool.
Blackpool. Blackpool special.
Blackpool.
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 Made it to Blackpool. I'm Blackpool. And
Blackpool on the horizon.
Blackpool.
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 Blackpool ballroom.
Blackpool.
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 Ed, just to confirm, Blackpool.
You ain't ever gonna get this candy.
Ridiculous length on the gap there.
Good length.
Thank you. Okay, first up, George, who's bumbling in Grenoble, where it's the end of his week, as he's going to Milan with his girlfriend Lauren tomorrow. He sent me an email, so I thought we'd do that. Zoe is having a mare of a week at work, but is happy that it's Bumbleo Wednesday. Campbell shaking his meatballs at everyone that will notice.
Dev, who's secret listening in class right now, writing an essay as we speak, loving the gap.
Yes. Codge and Kane bumbleoing in Southampton while doing all the electrical work. Best gap in a long time. Mood switch from bad to good, says Lee.
Bumbleo.
So everyone's at it right now, Scott. Bumbling hard.
I know. Wally in Lincoln. Chris and his lorry on the M1. Reedman and Dave laying a patio in Huntingdon.
Is that one?
It's not one, though. No. They're just laying a patio outside. And Ed in Droitwich.
Bambolea, bambolea.
Someone says, go on, yes, Mills. Yes, Mills, bumbling in my digger in Devon, nothing but my chain on.
Oh,
I don't know.
That's
who
quite,
it is.
Quite two chains. Clappy bit.
Oh, really?
40 of those.
Lauren in Norfolk, bumbling in the kitchen on her own, loves it.
Ellie and Hannah bumbling their pipettes off in the lab.
Pipette.
Pipette. That's the tea pipettes there, the science equipment.
Richard near posh Stamford on his harvester. Callum in Cornwall, bumbling his slurry tanker off in his tractor.
Matt in Kent bumbling his Chris Starks off.
Oh.
I don't, weird.
Okay. And Joe on Twitter. Also Callum and Mike in Glasgow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Huge.
Wonderful.
Oh.
Thank you so much.
She is back.
Thanks for coming out tonight. I'm Izzy Bizu. And you've been amazing. Slapping a bass.
Yeah.
There's a Ford Focus outside. It's left its lights on.
The old class.
Run your battery down. Why is this happening? I imagine she's walking off now.
Oh, she's gone now.
She's at home.
It's the awkward moment where the band are left on stage.
Yeah.
And then they just have to sort of trot off.
I see. I love Izzy Bizzy, but I don't think famous enough for that reprise. No, it should only be for massive people like Katy Perry, Justin Timberlake. She will be one day, obviously.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I mean, this week just needs to get better for me. Hello, Sam.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you at the moment?
I'm in Chesterfield in Derbyshire.
And what do you do?
I've got a little vintage clothes shop in the town centre.
Oh, of course you have.
So old clothes. Am I right?
Yeah. Other people's clothes, yeah.
But it's like a trendy place, right? You're probably sporting a beard, right?
No, I don't have a beard. I had a shave this morning, to be honest. It's quite trendy, though.
Okay. Did you go to the vintage shop on... Did you travel there on a bicycle?
What, this morning?
Yeah.
No, I'll call the bus in.
Right, no, I've got you all wrong.
You're stereotyping.
Yeah, I think I am. What's the big seller today, then, Sam?
Christmas jumpers.
Oh, yeah? How many you got?
Probably about 600.
600?
Yeah, to get rid of them. Yeah, I'm selling loads on the internet as well, though, so it's going well.
Okay.
Do they have, like, I don't know, some kind of wacky phrase on the front?
No, it's vintage.
Can someone explain this?
America, they're all like 25 years old and they're really tacky, so people buy them because they want to win a tacky jumper.
No. Can you explain vintage to me?
Right.
Because I don't understand it.
The thing is, you always wear them, and I do too. You wear the ones with Merry Christmas, you filthy animal,
yeah,
on it, or Trainee Elf.
Yeah.
But these are different, aren't they, Sam? How different?
They're just tackier. They're about 25 years old. They've been hand-knitted by your grandma.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure you get the picture. They've got buttons missing on the cardigans. But yeah, they're all good. They're all good quality.
Like 70s, 80s vibes?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Vintage stuff can be more expensive. Because it's called vintage.
That's only because it's rare.
Rare, you see?
Oh,
you're not going to get one of them jumpers, like, anywhere.
Right, 2-0 down in bangers, Mills.
I know, I said it was 2-1 earlier, but that's not even possible.
That's a lie.
Yeah, it's 2-0 down there, just to let you know there, Sam, all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
What have you got today?
All right, Sam, you could have this on bangers today. Big old tune. This is Alesso Heroes featuring Tuvalu.
Big tune.
Tuvalu on this one.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Alesso.
Yeah, what? Sam, so you can have that or you can have Scott's choice.
You can have...
Course.
It's very different.
The Wombats.
Yes. Moving to New York. Wombats.
Yes, good show.
Don't know where I picked that from.
Hugh Stevens is in New York.
Thanks. Okay.
It's a tough choice. Both really, really great tracks. But to be honest, I'm thinking that I'm going to go with Scott's choice.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. Oh, what a song. Wombats, Moving to New York.
I enjoyed that one. Although, fair few people on saying, Bangers is fixed.
Why is it fixed?
Because you said it was 2-1 before. People are saying it's just like Honey G on The X Factor, saying she has a song ready for the theme that had just been announced.
Right, yeah.
Look at this. This proves Bangers is fixed.
It's like X Factor all over again. The presenter gave the game away.
I reckon this is going to feature on Points of View.
Not if I've got anything to do with it.
And you presented Points of View.
I did. We didn't even mention that, did we?
You sneaked away on holiday, actually, afterwards.
Honestly.
So we didn't have a chance to talk about it. You were on.
Yeah, life made. One of those tick in the box things. Reading people's moany complaints to the BBC.
But I would love it. I'd love there to be a time that, say, the presenter has to read out complaints about themselves.
Yeah, well, you don't read them. There's a voice that's like, dear BBC.
Yeah, but it's really angry.
But
when it's a complaint, it's a really angry voice.
Yeah,
it's Bangers is fixed.
Yeah, but it won't be on Points of View because it wasn't fixed. That was just a mathematical error on my part. I could in no way see into the future there, but it is now 2-1. and it's back tomorrow at 2:40. I feel a bit better about things now.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Since I asked for your emails about anything yesterday on the show, I've had an influx. So keep them coming, please. They can be about anything mildly interesting. I'm down for whatever.
And we're getting loads, are we?
There's been an upturn, yeah.
But you haven't been doing your deletey finger thing, have you? Where you just go through all the emails. Because you like to be on top of your emails, but you go through them too quickly. So it's like, delete, 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 delete. You're not doing that anymore.
No, I'm not, actually. I remember being told about that. Mm. And I have tried to stop that now as much as I can. It's just there's just so much rubbish in there as well.
I know, but you've got to sift through that rubbish to get the occasional bit of gold.
I know, but then sometimes I just delete it by mistake.
Mm.
Like, who needs the Will Young newsletter? I still get sent that.
Yeah, delete that.
But then you delete the one next to it, and that you're right, it could be Radio Gold.
Exactly. Stop with the deletey finger.
My email is scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Anything at all. Jess slid right into my inbox last night. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
You right?
Yeah, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. What can you tell me?
So, I went to the gym last week, as per usual. I go after work.
How many times do you go?
4 to 5 times. Whoa,
that is good.
Often.
Whoa. That is good. That's the kind of gym attendance that only me and Chris can dream of. Okay, so you're in the gym.
Yeah, I got changed. All was normal. Went for about a 20-minute run and everything was fine. I got off the treadmill and I had a couple of people looking and I was like, oh, what are you looking at? It didn't take much notice. Went over to the leg press. And, you know, when you sit on a leg press, you've got to put your legs, you know, slightly apart.
Yep.
Put your feet up on the board. And mm-hmm. I started doing my leg press and I got a few more looks.
Who's looking?
Just a few of the lads in the weights area.
And you're like, why are they staring? They don't normally. No offence.
Yeah, and I hate it. I hate it when people are looking, especially when I'm on my own.
Okay, so
they weren't even trying to hide it.
You're giving it some on the leg press. There's a few people looking.
Yeah, and I thought, oh, right, and I'll move over to the mats and do some floor work on the mat. So I had to walk through the weight section to get to it.
I'm imagining you're going to do some abs there on the mat, right?
I was, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just going to do some sit-ups. So once again, my legs are slightly apart and my legs are facing the weights area. Started doing some sit-ups and there's a few more lads looking. And
God, how many now?
Smiles now. There's about 5 now.
Right. Why are you gathering a crowd?
Well, I still didn't know this, but I had some bloke next to me and they called him over. So I thought, hang on, there's something going on. So I thought I could feel a breeze. But I thought, am I feeling a breeze or am I overthinking this because people are looking at me?
Right.
So I thought, oh, I know, I'll start doing some donkey kicks.
Oh.
So I looked over in the mirror to make sure I was doing what's the donkey that? Kicks right. It's when you go on your hands and knees and then you kick one leg back in the air.
Is that an exercise or is that just fun?
No, it's exercise. It works your bum.
Okay.
So I thought, oh, I'll have a look in the mirror to make sure I'm doing it right. And as I looked over, I saw my cheek was smiling to everyone. My bum was hanging out.
Actual hanging out?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had a split in my gym leggings from front to back.
From the front to the back?
From front to the back?
Yeah, from front to back. It wasn't even like a tiny hole.
You got that to hand.
Well, I've already got the email, haven't I? So I prepared some Christina Milian. From the front to the back. That's you.
Anything else?
Perfect.
Hang on. Here's example live. From the front to the back. He does that a lot, doesn't he?
Oh, no, so that's why it was breezy down there.
Oh, it was very breezy. And I had a fair few people gathering now, but I didn't know what to do with myself.
Well, what do you do? Because, like, there's people staring, it's hanging out. How do you style that out?
Well, it was only 5:30, and I thought, do I sit here and wait for it to close and wait for the gym to empty so I can leave without anyone seeing? Or do I just leg it? So I legged it.
And you had no other clothes with you?
No, well, I had my work clothes on me, but I've been wearing a skirt all day, so that was useless. And I left my stuff in the locker so I could just run to my car.
And how big was the split?
Oh, it was huge.
She already told you. From the front to
the back. Oh, yeah. Whoa.
There was no hiding anything. Nothing at all.
Well, so then you got in your car like that as well, did you?
Yeah, I had to run through the car park to my car. I phoned my boyfriend and told him that we had to change gym and explained why.
I won't be renewing my membership.
No. And, yeah, he wasn't as supportive as I was hoping he was going to be.
Well, I hope you got heated seats. That must have been cold, on the way home.
No, I was pretty hot from embarrassment.
All but right. With it being front to the back, was it...
From the front to the back!
Okay. I love the preparation that you've put into today's show.
I've really thought about it today.
How many live performances of example did you sit through?
Not that I don't normally.
From the front to the back! From the front to the back! Yeah.
And, was it all out?
Oh, it was all out.
Right. Have you been back since?
Yeah, I've been back.
Yeah. It's a new day, isn't
it? Let that. Yeah, exactly. You can't let that hold you back.
Did you see any of the people that were staring? Like, oh, God.
I've seen a couple of them, yeah. And they have a look. I don't know if they're looking and waiting for me to do it, but it's not going to happen, so they can stop looking.
Yeah. And and now do you always check down below before you do your donkey squats?
Donkey punch. No, donkey...
What was it?
Donkey kick.
Punch?
Donkey kicks. Donkey punch.
I don't know. I don't know what these exercises are. What else? What's some downward dog or something?
That's a stretch.
Is that a stretch?
Yeah.
What is it? Downward dog?
Downward dog, yeah. So you go on your hands and your knees and then you push your, like, your bridge of your back really far up to try and stretch it all out.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah, but you've got to put your head down, so that's why it's a downward dog.
There's one called Bulgarian something. There is.
I don't know what that is.
No. Someone will know. Some personal trainer will be on.
There's sumo squats.
I think it's the Bulgarian split lunge.
Oh, no, I haven't got a clue.
It sounds really rude.
There's a game in this.
There is a game in this.
Well, it sounds like you've had a mare in the gym.
I have had a very large mare in the gym.
Scott Mills?
I'm just trying to find the exercise. I really want to find it now. Some trainer texted him, what's the Bulgarian one? There's definitely a game in this.
Yeah.
I want to hear, like, what other weird exercise names too. Okay, well, it's good to know that it hasn't put you off your gym routine.
No, not put me off.
Good to speak to you, Jess.
Thanks for calling.
See, this is why I love your emails. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, right, so we're not personal trainers. But loads of them have been on. How do I know which ones to read out that are real?
I think...
These exercises.
Yeah, well, there's so many coming in.
What's the Bulgarian base exercise?
I think that's the same as the one you were saying. So the
Bulgarian split squat. That's what everyone's saying. Apparently really good for the glutes.
Yeah, look, Rachel, well, she claims to be a personal trainer. She might not be, but she says that's definitely one.
Yeah, we're getting loads about that. So I definitely think that's one. Yeah. Hanging snatch, Mark in Glastonbury.
I'm not sure.
Turkish get-up. Romanian deadlift.
I think...
And jerk.
I think keep them coming in, though. We're keen to...
Well, I don't know which one's which.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Bulgarian boat... No, that can't be one.
There's a...
I have to be really careful here with these exercises and what they mean.
There's loads of people trying to catch us out. That catfish song, by the way, how awesome is that?
Great, isn't it? That's outside on BBC Radio 1. The Bulgarian goat bag swing.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Do we trust these people?
Also, I don't really want to type it into Google to check.
Well, no. Actually, do this one, floppy clopper. I think that might be one, these exercises. No? Okay. Playful Portuguese plank. How do we know?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's Alice Levine with Real or No Real. Good afternoon, my darling.
Good afternoon. Sorry, I'm a little bit nasal.
Oh, have you got illness?
Yeah. It's going round, isn't it? We're dropping like flies on this floor.
I know. Don't be passing it to me, please.
I've been having the lemons and the honeys.
Have you?
Yeah. I won't pass it to you, I promise. Mm. Well, actually, I probably will because I'm all over this mic, aren't I? Breathing.
Chris, you're not feeling that well either today, right?
I'm okay. Yeah, I'm fine now.
You look really peaky.
I felt a little bit peaky earlier. It was just quite a big night.
Why are you so pale?
Just had quite a big night. The football, wasn't it?
Could lie.
Oh, yeah.
Football was on. And...
We're having the beers and the wines.
The beers did flow.
He woke up in Reading.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah,
on a boat.
That's not his that's not his stop.
Did
you wake up in the Oracle?
No, I'll tell you what it is. I've just been working really hard recently. And obviously that made me really tired. And last night I felt very tired.
Don't turn this around on us. I've been working really hard.
No. So I missed my stop and ended up in Reading last night.
Did you know where you were when you woke up?
I woke up because it felt like something wasn't quite right. But yeah, I woke up in Reading.
Somebody woke me up on a train the other day. I was just tired. I hadn't had all of the... The beers did not flow. But you know when... Like a family member wakes you up, like on the sofa, like at Christmas, and you're really like, get off!
Yeah, you did that.
Like I was a bit off of that.
Oh,
like,
no.
Yeah, like a bit forceful.
Get then, off me!
I was like,
to a stranger.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Here's today's Real or No Real Facts.
Drake has a new party trick that he's perfecting for his world tour. Regurgitating frogs live on stage.
I beg your pardon?
regurgitating frogs on stage.
Isn't Drake another name for a frog anyway?
No, that's a boy duck, isn't it? A Drake.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
There we go.
Is Drake changing it up a bit on stage? And obviously he's doing all the hits still, but then regurgitates a frog
so
halfway
like
through.
Burping up a little frog?
Yeah.
So
why?
It's stored there for the whole show, is it, up to then?
Yeah.
So he's performing. Mm-hmm. So he's literally got a frog in his throat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be that impressed, to be honest.
And then during Rihanna's bit on Too Good, wah, out it comes.
What? Are the audience thinking that it's like a special effect? Because I feel like he plays to massive arenas. Are you even going to see a little frog like pop out?
You'll see it on the big screens.
You will see it on the big screens.
It's quite a party trick, though. What would your party trick be, Scott?
I've been asked this before a lot, yeah. And I don't ever know.
I don't have an answer for it either, Alice.
I don't really go to parties, maybe because I don't have a trick. Oh, I tell you what my party trick was at Scott Mills' Halloween party.
Yes.
I had that funny, like, arm.
Rubber arm.
You had a dead arm.
Loved that. I'm just going to take that to all parties. I don't think that has to just be Halloween.
She found that in your house, you know.
I know. And you were trying to shake people's hands with it.
Honestly, yeah. I was on cloud nine.
You were having a great time. Maybe you find another one, though.
Why was that in the drawer?
Just to scare people. Oh, Halloween.
Halloween, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Maybe you could do, like, I don't know, eat as much quinoa as you can in 30 seconds.
Do you think they do that? You know, in those big American eating contests where everyone's like, 900 hamburgers in 2 minutes. I'd be like, well, I did several boxes of
kale.
Bulgur wheat.
I can do pie to several figures.
To how many decimal places?
Quite a few. Ready?
Yeah,
ready.
Come on then.
3.14159265 4. I think then it's 7-3.
See, to look at him, you wouldn't think that's possible.
You wouldn't
possible.
Think it, would you? You just
but,
wouldn't think it.
But
that's what I mean. But all you need to do is learn two,
degree as well.
Two
anyone.
Big facts like that.
Shows you
and
anyone.
You're laughing in life.
I don't know how we got onto that, but is Drake regurgitating frogs on stage? Real or no real, Alice Levine?
I mean, if he is, credit to him, but I think that one's no real.
Chris?
No real.
That one is no real.
Not true, but Drake had to watch David Blaine cough up several frogs into a glass he was holding as part of some promo for The Magician's new show.
Oh.
Didn't look happy.
I love he had to.
Yeah. And next.
Mr. Banana has split from Miss Orange after she accused him of getting fruity with another woman.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't have a clue what's going on. Who's Mr. Banana?
There's a man called Mr. Banana.
You've got a mate called Mr. Banana, haven't you?
No, let's not go down that route.
Oh. Who's Mr. Banana?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Who is he?
I can't say.
I'm not allowed to say
what's,
any more than
what's
that.
You are not allowed to say any more
what's
than
his
that.
Job?
I can't say.
Again, a great...
It's a great story
area.
That I can't tell.
Stop it, tell me.
I can't.
There is one of my favourite stories involves Scott and a banana. And
no, Mr. Well, Banana.
Well, okay, oh. Fine, if you want to be specific. Mr. Banana, but I'm probably not allowed to say it.
Leon, really not. I've told you this before, so why would you mention it now? It's really one of the very few things that are off limits.
Yeah, it's banned.
Okay?
Okay, sorry.
All right, so let's move on.
Don't
a man called Mr. Banana has split from Miss Orange because she said that he got fruity with another woman.
Is this some kind of riddle?
Yeah.
I don't who's Miss Orange?
Are these real human beings?
Well, I don't know. It's real or no real, so it might be made up.
Yeah, but am I just feeling fragile and confused?
No,
do you understand what's going on?
This is a waste of everyone's time. No,
no it's
you're
not.
Right.
It's
is
just
there someone famous called Miss Orange?
Well, no, it could just be a couple. Look, it's
a normal couple.
It's long because they're called Mr. Banana and Miss Orange and they've split up.
So wait, no? This isn't the Mr. Banana that you know?
No, I don't think so.
I don't.
I'd be amazed if he has a wife.
I know. So no, it's not him.
Speaking of party tricks,
just can you just answer, is it real or no real?
I'm going to say it's no real.
Chris,
I'll go real.
That one is real.
Yes.
So Themba Banana and Sarah Orange.
This is so weird.
Both from Blackburn are no longer together after she thought she heard him talking on the phone to someone he was having an affair with. It's obviously been all over the local news.
What, Jenny Pineapple?
In Lancashire. Right, we need to break for a song, please.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we're calmer now. Alice Levine is on Real or No Real. Here's your next fact.
Thank you.
A Quidditch Premier League is coming to the UK next year, with 8 new teams looking for players of all skill levels ahead of the first competitive matches in May 2017.
Right, now this wouldn't surprise me because people love taking stuff from fiction and making it a real thing. Mm. But there's one obvious glaring issue with this. Quidditch is a game where you fly around on broomsticks and catch balls.
Are we talking about this being a serious sport?
Yeah.
Or is it people, like, do you have to dress up in robes and stuff like that?
Probably. Well, yeah, but it is serious. It's like proper competitive, yeah.
But then that said, that isn't that weird, is it, if they're dressing up in robes? It's no different, really, to footballers wearing shorts and T-shirt. I mean, probably that was quite a funny idea when this all started. You don't question it, do you?
I mean, I'm not questioning the robe. That I can cope with. It's more the flying that I've got some issue with. Yeah.
The golden snitch.
The golden snitch.
Right, you know you didn't understand the Mr. Banana and Miss Orange one?
Yeah.
Right, you two might as well be talking Arabic now. I don't even know what you're on about.
Have you never, been curious about the golden snitch?
No idea what you're saying.
You've never thought about it?
Never.
Have you read Harry Potter?
No.
Have you seen Harry Potter?
No.
Do you not want to?
No.
He's so against it.
Why are you so against
it? You should definitely watch a film, I think.
Don't want to.
Yeah, but watch it and then
interest.
Then decide. Yeah, but you've got no interest in something that you know nothing about. So that's.
Well, I'm just saying I don't understand what you two are talking about. So I just opt out, shall I?
When you catch the golden snitch, obviously the Quidditch game is over, but then people are obviously trying to like beat down the bludgeon ones. What are those ones called?
Here we go again. Mm. No idea.
Well, I don't think anyone understands Quidditch. It's chaos. For a long time, I thought lacrosse was actually Quidditch.
That's not stupid.
You know?
What is lacrosse, to be fair?
It's kind of like Quidditch, I think.
They carry fishing nets and then they wear like almost like an American football helmet. It's very confusing.
Mm. Okay.
And in other countries, lacrosse is actually a very kind of aggressive sport. I just thought it was mucking about, really. Mm.
You thought it was like silly hockey?
Not silly hockey. You can't just call hockey silly. You know, that's a real proper sport there. Right. I thought it was more like, a sport which was actually a game.
But okay. A bit like when people say, like, extreme frisbee. It's like, it's just frisbee, isn't it?
Right.
Let's not pretend.
Okay. So could this be real, then? A Quidditch Premier League in the UK as early as next year? Alice, real or no real?
Well, obviously they're not going to fly, but I think they'll have done a little alteration for real life, and I think it's real.
Chris?
Yeah, I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
The national championships will be decided by August. If you want to join the East Midland Archers or the Northern Watch, tryouts are going to be happening soon.
I'd be eligible now, because off of East Midlands.
Yeah, you could join the Archers.
Lovely.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
I got 30, Alice got 20. Sorry, Alice.
Sorry about that.
Awkward.
It's embarrassing.
It was a fun Real or No Real, though, right?
It was a great one. It was up there for me.
I think one of our best.
It's thrown up more questions than answers, though, I'd say.
Yeah. Never mention that again. Thanks, Alice. You're on the radio on Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 4. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1, and our guests on Innuendo Bingo are James Haskell and Chloe Madeley. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.